a little surprised when they modify the text for the lectionary, they will often state the name of Jesus at the beginning, but I threw it in there, three or four lines in there, so we knew who we were talking about. I think you knew we were speaking about Jesus, but they don't even they don't even name him till the end. Usually that first hymn would have been the name of Jesus. Interesting. I wonder if they'll fix that the next time they do the lectionary. Anyway, if you want to know a little bit more about Hophni and Phinehas, go to 1 Samuel and read the previous chapters leading up to this point. It seems that there's terrible defeat as part of Israel and all of this, but Eli's two sons of Hophni and Phinehas are pretty bad dudes. They're not doing what God has asked them to do, and he has ended their service at the temple. So that's what you see. If you want to read more, go and read more. When we read stuff like that, we can get the impression that God doesn't care. God is just judgmental and condemning. But I tell you to read more so that you understand their unfaithfulness to God, him remaining faithfulness, even in their unfaithfulness to the point which he could take no longer because they were causing scandal to his name. We turn to the gospel text as well, and we see witness and the evidence as revealed by Jesus of the goodness of his heavenly Father. The goodness of God revealed in Jesus' actions today. What do we see? We see him simply heal a leper, right? Is that it? No, my brothers and sisters, he, in healing the leper, Mark makes the point in the gospel that he touches him. You're not supposed to touch a leper. In fact, according to the law, if you touch a leper, you become unclean. But Jesus is not a normal man. He is God. He expresses his desire of God to enter into the brokenness, to the sickness, to the exile of this leper. And in so doing, it's as if, as I pointed out before in this passage, and others like it, is as if Jesus took his place. Jesus now, who is not a leper, must remain outside of the city, outside in deserted places, the same places that the leper would have had to have been in his sickness. We don't simply look at this story and say, isn't that nice? Jesus healed a leper. We have to look at this offering on the part of Mark to us so that we would come to know more about our God, about who he is, about his love, his compassion, his mercy. We have to look at this passage and see what it reveals about us. We are not alone. No matter the brokenness that is a part of our life, no matter the struggle, no matter the difficulty, we are not alone. God desires to enter into that difficulty, to enter into the difficulty. Jesus does not tell the man, go and be healed, and then come back and I will be in relationship with you. It's not what he says. He enters into his brokenness. He is there in solidarity with this man who has leprosy. And in entering into solidarity with him, he is made clean. For us to understand that God is always desiring to enter into our reality, to be in solidarity with us. Often it is us who keep him away, saying, "Don't love me like this. I don't even love myself. Let me fix myself, then you can love me." Have you ever said that? Maybe not in those words. "I don't feel lovable right now. Don't love me like this. Let me get my life straightened out. Then I will allow you to love me." Problem with that is we cut ourselves off from the very source, the very thing that we need. We're trying to cut ourselves off from him. We learn about who God is, about who we are. We are the ones who are not alone. We are the ones that our brokenness can never keep God away from us. Only we can keep him away. Amen.